Well, that's an exciting place to leave it for sure, because now we really want to know what the story is. But this is a tale set in the Second World War, and it occurs to me that you would have had a wealth of research that you could have drawn on to actually flesh out your character for this.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And a lot of the characters in the Juliet Code are based on real people. One, for example, is Juliet's inspiration, Noor Inayat Khan, who was a wireless operator in World War II, and she was a very unlikely spy. She didn't like guns, she didn't like violence, she didn't want to lie, but she was good at the wireless operation. And that's why they sent her into occupied France. And she survived for quite a long time until she was captured by the Nazis.
I think it's quite timely for us to start looking at some of these stories because, as you said, you're basing a lot of your characters on real people. But during the war, there were hundreds of extraordinary personal histories, weren't they? And often after the war, people were just eager to get on with their lives and didn't reveal a lot of this. So you must have dug up things that really had been hidden for some time.
I think that's true. And actually, the MI5 and other secret services have the period where they've been able to keep the file secret has expired. So we're only uncovering now some really extraordinary stories of people who did extraordinary things in World War II.
And of course, what you realise when you start delving around in World War II history is that although the authorities put on a confident face to the general populace, it was many times touch and go, wasn't it, which way that the war would actually go?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think, too, we tend to think that the authorities knew what they were doing, and sometimes they just didn't. And with the Special Operations Executive, there were many rumours that, in fact, MI6 were using those agents as sort of a distraction while they got on with the real intelligence gathering. And those agents were actually betrayed to the Germans.
So by taking it into a novel area and, you know, casting a female protagonist too, which is really refreshing because women's role in the Second World War really is only just now being celebrated even more than it should have been, because there were a lot of women doing things in the war. They were used because they were not under suspicion. In a lot of cases, it was felt that the enemy wouldn't suspect a woman, would they?
No, that's absolutely right. And even though a lot of the agents were, the female agents as well as the males, were trained in killing and all sorts of combat, what the women really had going for them was their ability to talk their way out of a situation that could be quite dangerous. And so, for example, one agent bit her tongue so hard she could pretend she was coughing up blood and said she had tuberculosis, so they let her go. They didn't want her infecting their prison.
That's a bit extreme, I should think, but it shows just the ingenuity of the whole situation, doesn't it? What attracted you initially, though, to start looking at these stories of the Second World War, in particular from a woman's point of view?
I love stories about strong, clever women, and I'd always known about Nancy Wake, but she wasn't the only one, and there were so many stories that intrigued me, and I loved the eccentricity of the Special Operations Executive, the madcap things they did, and the way the women just got on with things and were so brave.